This is a data lead indicating history physical patient Crawford, CRAW, FORD, Virginia, VIRGINA, date of birth 3/26/1942, place Franklin Wood Janssens Nursing Rehab, date of service 10/29/2023, place Franklin Wood Janssens, date of service 10/29/2023, his initial history and physical comprehensive evaluation, patient is admitted to the subacute rehab. History of present illness, this is a 81-year-old female. She has a known history of hypertension, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism, PE on a pixie band, paroxysmal AFib, ischemic CVA with the left side weakness, and renal cell carcinoma. She has a status post-partial nephrectomy 2016 and osteoarthritis. She found to have a cecal, CECAL, cecal mass biopsy confirmed with invasive adenocarcinoma and status post right colectomy, COLECTOMY with end ileostomy, ILEOSTOMY, lower resection with colostomy and mucous fistula, bowel resection on October 11, complicated by intraoperative hypotension, required pressure, admitted to ICU for postoperative management. However, she has a AKI and after stabilization, patient was transferred to the medical floor. Patient admitted with the ambulatory dysfunction, cecal, CECL, cecal mass, and invasive adenocarcinoma was diagnosed with poorly differentiated, extensive liver adenopathy, status post resection with ostomy creation on October 11. Postoperatively, intra-abdominal fluid collection, status post IR guarded drainage, she has a leukocytosis, SIRS, started improve, started oral diet, started tolerating, right side ostomy output was good, and she was given Imodium, oncology consulted, outpatient follow-up was right, surgery was followed in the patient, CT abdomen, obtained due to low-grade fever, worsening leukocytosis, and large pelvic fluid collection in the right upper quadrant. IR consulted and drain was placed. IR drainage tube was placed. Serosanguinous fluid. Patient was planned to be discharged in Cipro and Flagyl for 10 days. Surgery recommended 10-day course of oral antibiotics. Episode of transient hypotension required IV fluid with improvement, urinary retention. Initially and subsequently, Foley was discontinued, required state catheterization, and Foley was reinserted because of urinary recurrent retention. Acute and chronic hyponatremia is symptomatic, AKI started to improve, sinus tachycardia resolved. The recommended outpatient study for obstructive sleep apnea, STFPE, a pixie band was held in anticipation of drain placement and subsequently to be restarted. Diabetes was monitored and the PTOT consulted. The recommended subacute rehab, a patient was sent here. She has a history of depression, hypertension that was monitored. Multiple consultation done in the hospital. Cardiology consultation, nutrition following the patient, oncology consultation, and palliative care consultation. Allergy reported to be albuterol. Discharge medication upon discharge. Apixaban 5 mg BID. Cipro 500 mg twice a day for 10 days. Ferrofluoride 325 mg daily for anemia. Lactobacillus acidophilus twice a day. Probiotic. Levothyroxine 125 mcg daily. Loperamide 2 mg twice a day. Metoprolol 25 mg daily, metronidazole 500 mg Q8 hour for 10 days, oxycodone 5 mg Q6 hour PRN for pain, protonix 40 mg daily, pravastatin 20 mg daily, sulfasalazine 500 mg, 3 tablet twice a day, venlafaxine for depression, VENLAFAX for depression 150 mg PU daily, social history, no smoking, no alcohol, no drugs, RUA system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, pulmonary, no cough, no congestion, cardiac, no chest pain, no palpitation, GI, no vomiting, no diarrhea, musculoskeletal, leg edema, both legs and urinary hematuria, neuro, nosyncope, endocrine, nopal, urinopal, dyspepsia. Physical exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented time 3, blood pressure 136 over 78, pulse 78, temperature 98.7 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse of 94%. Head edema, hemorrhagic, eyes and ectaric, no ear near the discharge, throat clear, magnetic neck supple, no JVD, chest and tender lungs, bilateral, decreased breath on the basis, but no wheezing, no rail, heart S1, S2, abdomen is soft, obese, bars from positive, surgical size incision is a dry, left sided stoma, and right sided stoma, ostomy is in place. Ostomy bag drainage, brown stool, no blood. Neurosh is awake, alert, oriented M3. Moving all extremities equal, there is no focal deficit. Extremities bilateral pitting edema. And the Foley catheter is in place and draining clear liquid, clear urine. Sacral tissue is cooperative. Assessment, patient is admitted with ambulatory dysfunction and deconditioning to multiple medical problems. Next line, status post recent abdominal surgery, adenocarcinoma of the colon, status post resection, fecal mass. Next line. Invasive adenocarcinoma of the cecum, poorly differentiated. Status post IR guided drainage placement for abdominal fluid collection. Next line, urinary retention, status post Foley catheter placement. Status post ostomy, post surgery for the colon. Next line, hypothyroidism. Next line, dehydration. Next line, obesity. Next line, previous CVA with the left side weakness, next line history of renal carcinoma, next line history of partial nephrectomy in 2016, next line history of PE on apixaban currently, history of hypertension, history of rheumatoid arthritis, history of osteoarthritis, history of depression. Patient status post right colectomy with endoleostomy and a lower resection with the colostomy. In recent AKI was in the hospital. Plan of care will continue all her current medication, PTOT, local skin care, follow-up labs, and monitor her closely, aggressive physical therapy. Care plan was discussed with the patient, all her questions answered. Core status, CODE, discussed with the patient, patient alert, re-entry time 4. Patient wants to be full code, hospital transfer, yes, blood transfusion, yes. IV fluid, IV antibiotic, yes. Hemodialysis if needed, yes. IV antibiotic, yes. New most form was signed by me. This is the end of the vacation. Thank you.